Welcome to the first episode of Neverpeer, streaming live from Relay. On this episode, we'll be having a twisted horoscope, a video game review of J.D. Coon, and much more. Twisted Horoscope. Aries. You'll awake to find a newborn infant on your doorstep, which isn't really surprising, as that's where you left them the night before. Taurus. While your new skirt leaves little to the imagination, many will still try to picture it on a woman instead. Gemini. By the end of this week, you'll be heartbroken, confused, and alone. In other words, prepare for a very uneventful few days. Cancer. They say you drive all women crazy. But then again, your menopause, a physical and psychological condition known for such symptoms as depression, hot flashes, and unpredictable mood swings. Leo, you said you wouldn't let money change you, that you'd always remain the same, but look at you now, Mr. 1750. Virgo, you may be invisible to those around you, but remember, it's not the type of invisibility that lets you have sex with unsuspecting and bewildered women. Libra, your skin will soon feel like it's crawling with insects, but fun fact, spiders are actually arachnids. Scorpio, Thomas Edison described genius as being 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Still, there's no reason to brag about what you do in the bathroom. Sagittarius, while getting blood is a selfless act, the manner and speed which you'll do it will leave pedestrians shocked. Capricorn, people say you're immature, that you have a great deal of growing up left to do, but then again, you're rubber in their glue. Aquarius, you've never been the type of person who deals well with criticism. The mere mention of this will incite you to hurl a chair at poor Mr. Jenkins. Pisces, a bouncing baby boy will enter your life this week, before shooting across the floor, ricocheting off the kitchen counter, and flying straight out the same window.
What will the preparation mean if the point of it all isn't realized? She must know what it is she fights for. The best way to understand is to see it firsthand.
What's the point of knowing if you're not strong enough to win?
No cause, no matter how noble or true, can stand without the power to back it up.
What the king does not understand is that this is more than a war of demons against the guardians. This will inevitably pit those strong in the dark against those weak in the dark.
We are to prepare ourselves and the rest for battle.
We have to warn our people here. Get our provisions together. Train for the battle.
If that is their wish, then let them come. I will remind them why I am the king of demons.
There is a great deal at stake if I'm wrong. I pray that I am not.
I have been having visions concerning the Queen Ashura. She has not been a stranger under this roof. I have heard her voice. I can easily envision her in my mind. And when I do...
What have you seen here? What have you seen of the Queen's future?
We will watch and we will wait. Our part in this is not quite over.
That trailer is from Tale of Tenma. Moving on to... Gary Gygax has finally failed his last saying throw, which means...
He's dead.
Today, dear listener, I'll be reviewing a classic gem I personally loved. J.D. Coon. First off, the nitty-gritty. The publisher was Crave Entertainment, I believe. And the developer, Genki. Released July 27th, 1999. Now the story rips straight from RPGFan.com. The story of J.D. Coon revolves around Lavat, a youth who lives in the town of Cyrus in the Land of Peril. Levant aspires someday to follow in the footsteps of his presumably dead father, Riketz, and become a cocoon master. Customary in peril. However, a boy cannot become a cocoon master until he marries a member of the Nagi tribe. The Nagi are enigmatic people, and their clan possess mystical powers. On a day of a huge festival in Cyrus, a swarm of demons fill the sky above the town. These demons are known as the Onibubu, locusts of the apocalypse, and they are known for destroying entire empires and cause everyone to fall into a deep, irreversible sleep. Fortunately, Mother Gurai, a Nagi woman living in Cyrus, is able to use her magic to repel the Onibubu. However, even though Mother Gurai succeeds in driving the demons back, many of the denizens of the town have fallen to a deep sleep induced by the demons. The Onibubu-induced sleep is indeed strong, but there is a rumor of a plant called the Calabas Herb that can awaken slumbering victims. However, no one in Cyrus knows where the herb lies. The only person supposedly knows is Chorus, the blue cocoon master who dwells deep within the beetle forest, with Riketz missing and presumably dead. Cyrus is without a hero who can traverse the dangerous monster-filled forest. The village elder, realizing it's time for a new hero to emerge in Cyrus, summons Levant to his residence. After filling Levant in the details of his forthcoming mission, he performs a quick wedding ceremony for Levant and Mavu, a Nagi girl living in Cyrus, and a childhood friend of Levant. Levant immediately heads off to the forest to try saving his town. Turning tape over to side B, here's my opinions in the game. I felt that this game was unique and was never really given enough credit. This game was made in kind of the age of polygons. Using that technology for the breeding system in this game, taking one characteristic from one creature and actually mixing the polygon grid with another, make it something equally unique. After time, you can get something completely new, which was something I really loved in this. I created a creature called... what was it? Oh yes, Deathwood. A giant tree with an equally gigantic maw. Its special attack, which I love to call it, the Om Nom Nom attack. Well anyway, you're probably wondering how you get money in this game. You don't get it from the actual battling of monsters. After you captured a creature, instead of actually breeding with another, you can turn it into silk and sell it at your local marketplace. Ah, loyalty. I believe the quality of the voiceovers done in this one, superb. And let's not forget most of the artwork and the opening is made entirely by Gobbly, which is responsible for, let's say, Kiki's Delivery Service, Spirited Away, and other Miyazaki films. Oh well, I rate Jake Cocoon 5 Wonikas out of 5. Apocalyptic Weather Report. This following Tuesday night, a strange fog will descend on the Osaka area, which may be connected to the undead rising in their crypts and other burial locations. The following morning, undead will make their way up to the Tokyo area. If not sub, they'll continue their way up to Sendai. That's all for this episode of Never Peer. Any questions, comments, or corrections, please contact me at neverpeerpodcast@gmail.com. This episode's music was procured from Lucifer. You can find his work at www.furaffinity.net/user/Lucifer, which is LUCIFFUR. It's some type of part dragon, squid, and humanoid.